Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. For this program, I met with Dr. Ross Kamage, and to begin, I asked him about a patient from his practice.
The first guy I've actually known almost as long as I've been in Colorado, so he's now 55, and I first met him back in 2006, where he thought he'd had pneumonia, and then they had the usual workup, and he was what appeared to be a stage one cancer, which was resected. It was a 3.6 centimeter invasive cancer. Back in the days when we used to call it bronchoalveolar carcinoma, node negative, that was resected January 2006. Because it was node negative, it was 3.6 centimeters, he had no additional adjuvant therapy, and we just followed him. And actually followed him for 8 years, and then he got bored of me, and then he just sort of disappeared from follow-up.
Could I just ask one thing I noticed here in his history that's kind of interesting? So he was a smoker, but he was still smoking.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a great guy. He's a rough diamond. He's definitely kind of like, yeah, doc, yeah, I know I should give up the smoking. And then, you know, he's got the packet of cigarettes in his top pocket. So he tried and failed to quit multiple times.
Wow.
But, you know, he's a nice guy. And we reached a detente in terms of me trying to sort of nag him too much on that.
Just kind of gave up on it after a while, huh? That's really amazing, though.
Well, it's really interesting because then what happened is something like 12 or 13 years after he's first diagnosed, he said, I just felt, you know, I should go back into a follow-up. And I went, well, what happened? He said, well, you know, I was moving this refrigerator and felt I pulled something. And of course, he comes in, he has a chest scan, and now suddenly there's a right-sided pleural effusion, there are lymph nodes in the middle of his chest, and there are nodules in his right lung. We get a PET scan, and there's stuff everywhere, including with peritoneal spread. The lymph nodes all light up, these nodules light up, and he gets a biopsy. And I'm thinking, gosh, this has to be a second cancer, you know, 12, 13 years later. And not only is it the same cancer, but we prove it by doing molecular testing. He has an ALK gene rearrangement, a rare one. He has something called a HIP1 ALK fusion rather than the traditional EML4. We went back to the 2006 specimen, exactly the same gene rearrangement. Interestingly enough, that diagnosis of stage 4 cancer, he quit smoking in a heartbeat.
Wow.
He just needed the right motivation.
Wow.
Brain scan was clear. And so we're in this situation where suddenly, you know, this was happening in about October 2019.